This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Senate Judiciary Committee vote is set for late this week, while President Trump told voters his Supreme Court nominees as constitutional originalists would likely overturn Roe v. Wade. That is what election campaigns are supposed to do. Judge Kavanaugh refused to give responses about such precedents. Abortion-friendly senators are left hoping to use misquotes about contraception, just released uncorroborated stories of misconduct, and that he is a nominee of President Trump to gain traction against a Kavanaugh confirmation. City and County of San Francisco is talking about using police to stop free speech activities outside abortion clinics there. One supervisor equates pro-life prayer and outreach vigils with more violent protests that block streets with chained protesters. Current police practice takes a verbal and written warning to move citizens exercising free speech. This proposal would give shortcuts to individual police officers. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. Planned Parenthood is sticking with its 3% rhetoric that tries to say abortion is not even close to their primary business. Nevertheless, the stats are compelling. New CEO Dr. Leanna Wen to admit Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion business in America with nearly a third of a million abortions annually. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.